But the instructions on the threshold required for ordering deadly attacks were the largest shift from previous policy, the officers said. In the past, they argued, military operations needed to be carried out with at least 85% of certainty of the target after a series of meetings between commanders and intelligence agents to approve a strike. The new order called for a lower standard. Soon after, the officers said they began identifying suspicious killings or arrests. One of the officers cited the killing of what an army report called the death on February 23 of a member of the paramilitary group Clan Del Golfo. The report said that three members of the group had fought an army platoon and that the fight ended in one death and two arrests. A pistol and revolver were found with the men. The report was provided to the Times by the officer. He found it unlikely that three lightly armed criminals would combat an entire platoon of 41 men. Perhaps the most disputed killing since General Martinez took command occurred around April 22 when the body of Damar Torres, a former guerrilla who had disarmed under the peace deal, was found outside a village near the Venezuelan border. Cell phone video circulated by villagers show Mr. Torres's body shot through the head. Villagers could be heard screaming epithets against paramilitary groups. It turned out Mr. Torres was killed by the army. Colombia's defense minister, Guillermo Botero, at first defended the shooting by saying Mr. Torres had been killed during a struggle over a weapon with a soldier. But days later, the general in charge of the region offered a public apology. José del Carmen Abril, a peasant leader in the village, said townspeople had found soldiers near Mr. Torres's body trying to dig a grave to make him disappear that night. Cell phone video showed soldiers near a half-dug grave. The officers said they had also been told that the soldiers were trying to hide Mr. Torres's body. While the case has become a national controversy, the officers said that other killings were likely to go unnoticed. They produced a copy of a slide from a February presentation with the title Days Without Combat. It listed brigades and task forces, tallying how long each had gone without doing battle. The instructions were clear, they said: increase kills, captures, and surrenders.